Let the church say amen. How many of you have a testimony coming into the house of the Lord tonight? If you can look back over the last 52 weeks, 365 days, and God has blessed you mightily, you ought to give God a praise offering for the testimony that he has given unto you. To God be the glory. Won't you stand to your feet and turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. And I want to share with you a few words from a very familiar passage of scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And we invite your attention to this passage of scripture. I want to simply read one verse for you. It says in verse number 7, chapter 4, verse number 7. Say amen. We've located the text. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 7. Amen. Amen. The Bible reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." I'm going to read one more for you in verse number 17. And it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Here is the reading of God's divine and eternal word. May it edify and sanctify the people of God. I would that you pray with me on the title of this sermon tonight, "But for a moment." But for a moment. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I pray that these words written, these words spoken, these words proclaimed will not return void, but that they may accomplish that which you intended for them to accomplish. That somebody's mind might be illuminated, somebody's heart might be encouraged, and ultimately, oh God, that somebody's soul might be convicted and saved. Have your way tonight, oh God. Say, touch everybody and maybe save somebody. In the name of Jesus, our Christ and Redeemer, we do pray. Let all of God's people, the redeemed of the Lord, say together, amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated. God bless you and God keep you. Wayne, check the PowerPoint. We did send something. We want to direct your attention as we end this year of 2017 to the words of the Apostle Paul, who is known as a great theologian, a great preacher, a great evangelist. And some might even say, really, the church's first practical and classical theologian. Paul writes nearly half of the New Testament scriptures. Out of 27 books of the New Testament, Paul writes 13 of these books. And in each of them, whether it is Galatians, Ephesians, or Philippians, whether it is Philemon or Titus or Timothy, whether it is Corinthians, Thessalonians, first and second book of each of those texts, whatever it is that Paul has written, we have come to know Paul's writings as not just one who talked the talk, but one who walked the walk. Paul, if you read his story, it is clear that Paul has firsthand knowledge of what God can do in somebody's life. Whether it was when Paul was struck down on the road to Damascus and his name was changed from Saul to Paul, whether it was when Paul was on his journey to Rome and he was shipwrecked on an island, bit by a viper, and told and left for dead, God has a way of intervening in Paul's life to let Paul know that that which you go through is not just for you, but it is for somebody else. And so Paul writes down his encounters. There's something to be said about writing down your testimony. There's something to be said about sharing what God has done for you in your life. How many of you know what God does for you isn't always just for you? There's somebody who needs to hear your testimony. That's why I allow these individuals to share the good news of the Lord that God had done in their lives, because somebody here needed to know what God has done for somebody else, he can also do for you. Amen, somebody. So every now and again, you ought to share your testimony, whether it is written down or whether it is proclaimed verbally. Somebody needs to hear what God has done in your life. Over the course of these last 52 weeks in the year 2017, the year of our Lord, God has performed miracles in somebody's life. As I look out over our congregation, I think back to Brother Kevin Brown or Deacon James Wise, who both had triple heart bypasses, or had three arteries blocked, I should say, in their heart. And in one case, God put stents in and cleared one up. In another case, God stopped the heart of another brother, took the heart out, allowed the surgeons to clear out the clots and the blockages, put the heart back in, start the heart, and he's still living today to tell the testimony. Don't say what God cannot do. I believe that doctors can treat, but only God can heal. Amen, somebody. The doctors can diagnose, but God can deliver. The nurses can prescribe, but God can make the medicine work. And somebody in here had a medical testimony, a medical miracle over 2017. Others of you had a financial miracle in 2017. Some others of you had a relationship miracle in 2017. But no matter what your miracle was in 2017, it was a miracle. And some of you are standing here today, sitting in this sanctuary, able to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? You just heard the sister say she had a gun pointed in her face, but for the grace of God, she is still here with us in the land of the living. Paul writes down his testimonies, writes down not only his theology, but writes down his testimony. He says to Timothy, I'm now being poured out like a drink offering. I've run my race, I've kept the faith, and now is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge will give unto me on that day. And not only to me, but to everybody who loves his appearing. Paul has gone from being a theologian to being a practical believer to say, I've run my race and I've kept the faith, and now I believe God is going to bless me. Paul writes in several of his texts statements that many have come to conclude are motivational statements. What do you mean, preacher? In Philippians, he says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Paul goes on to say another part of his writing, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Another text, Paul says that my enemies that are surrounding me, that God will fight my battles. Paul, in this text, I don't want you to miss this, he says in verse number 8, we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed down. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are forsaken, but we are struck down, but we are not destroyed. Paul lets us know that even though I've gone through some things, the devil's got a little bit of power, but God's got all power. Yeah, God, Paul lets us know that even though I've been through the storm and I've broken down in the middle of my situation, God is able to lift me above all of my circumstances. And so he gives credence to the fact that we are going to go through some things. But when I'm perplexed, I'm not destroyed. When I'm forsaken, I'm not struck down. When I'm persecuted, God has not left me. He says, always caring about the body, in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. Paul says, for we who are living are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal bodies. We're going to go through some things, y'all. In this flesh, we're going to go through some things. In 2017, you went through some things. You're always caring about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus. But Paul wants us to know, don't focus on the body, focus on the treasure. Paul says, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of God and not of us. He's saying you need to refocus and reshift that which you see in the mortal, you need to now begin to see in the spirit. That which you go through in the flesh, you need to now understand that God is working out something that you cannot now see. That as difficult as 2017 was for some of us, I want you to know that you've got a treasure inside of this earthen vessel. I need you to understand the earthen vessel is going to break down every now and again. But don't forget about the treasure that's hidden inside the earthen vessel. Can I help somebody tonight? That even when you go through your earthly situations, I want you to remind yourself, self, I've got a treasure that's inside of the earthen vessel. And even though my earthen vessel is being crushed, it feels like it's being torn down, it feels like it's being broken, I need to focus not on the earthen vessel, but the treasure that's inside of the earthen vessel. Can I help someone tonight? God is doing something far greater in your life than you can even see with your natural eye. There's a treasure that he is working out inside of your earthen vessel. Listen to Paul's words as he elucidates and further gives credence to what he's saying. He says in verse number 12, so then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and we will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Here's the verse I want to leave you with tonight as I get ready to go to my seat. The earthen vessel. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Paul says in verse number 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. The outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. Remember I said inside is the treasure. Outside is the earthen vessel. The outside is perishing. The outside is being persecuted, but the inside is being renewed day by day. Does that help anybody in here? That even though you are going through whatever you may have gone through, understand that that's just on the outside. But on the inside, God is reviving you, and God is restoring you, and God is rekindling you, and God is restructuring you. On the outside, you may look one way, but on the inside, you've got a treasure that God is renewing day by day. Paul says, and this is where the title of the sermon comes from. Paul says in verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. But for a moment, can I go to my seat on this? That whatever you're going through on the outside is only for a moment. Can I help someone today? That whatever you've been through in 2017 was but for a moment. For the things which are seen are one thing, but the things that are not seen are another thing. I'm here to declare that whatever you've been through in 2017, it was but for a moment. And in 2018, God is renewing you day by day. I want you to get ready for the blessing of God that is going to come your way. Because no matter what it looks on the outside, God's got something greater on the inside. And you need to get ready for the blessing that God is about to bestow upon those who love him. It is but for a light affliction. I know it seems heavy, but I want you to tell yourself it's light. I know it seems hard, but I want you to tell yourself it's light. I know it seems dark, but I want you to tell yourself it's light, because the God I serve says it's only but for a moment. I'm not going to be in this thing for very long. In point of fact, I'm about to break out of this thing. In point of fact, I'm about to rise above this thing. In point of fact, I'm about to go higher. I'm about to go farther. I know what it looks like, but that's on the outside. But on my inside, come on somebody, the Spirit of the living God is renewing me. When I don't want to go on any further, he's renewing me. When I want to give up the fight, he's renewing me. When I want to throw in the towel, he's renewing me. When I want to give it all up, he's renewing me. Is God renewing anybody in here tonight? He's renewing me. He's renewing me. He's renewing me. Paul says, it's but for a moment. I'm going to be in this thing only for a moment. I don't know when, and I don't know where, but sooner rather than later, God is about to perform a miracle. And I don't know about you, but I believe that God is a miracle working God. I don't know about you, but I believe that God is a mountain moving God. I don't know about you, but I believe that God is a bridge building God. Do I have any witnesses in the house that no matter what you've been through, that the God you and I serve is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you and I could imagine, ask, or think? The God I serve said it's only for a moment. Devil, you may have a little bit of power, but it's only for a moment. You may have a little bit of authority, but it's only for a moment. I'm about to break out, and I'm about to break loose. It's only for a moment. If you know Paul's story, Paul dies. Some say he's crucified upside down. Others believe that he makes it to Rome, but he doesn't achieve temporal success. Paul says, this treasure that we have in earthen vessels is not temporal, but it is eternal. That when you strip it all away, everything on the outside, what matters is what God has placed on the inside. And I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful tonight that God's got a far greater weight that's on the inside than anything I can look at on the outside. And so I want you to go into the year, and no matter, I want you to say this with me, no matter what it looks on the outside, I know what I've got on the inside. And if you've got Jesus on the inside, if you've got the Holy Ghost on the inside, if you've got the blood of Jesus on the inside, you've got something that's greater than anything on the outside. Shout hallelujah. Shout thank you, Lord. Shout amen. For God has given you something far greater on the inside than what's on the outside. In the name of Jesus, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together and give the Lord a praise as we end this year. But for a moment, somebody say, but for a moment. It's temporary. God is going to do something eternal. Everyone standing to their feet. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you. I thank you for your eternal promise that this thing is not going to last a long time. It's temporary. And that what you've given us is eternal. Bless now your people. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Let the church say, amen and amen. Father, if someone is here, touch them to make a decision to come forward today. Deacons and deaconess, come on, help me extend this invitation into the pews, into the aisles. I don't know who you are and what you've been through, what you're going through. But you've got a treasure on the inside that is valuable and worth far greater than anything you can imagine. If you are here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you don't have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus, I want to invite you to come and give us your hand and give God your heart. I don't know who you are and what you've been through. Look at God today. Somebody give God a praise offering. Isn't that beautiful? God bless you, young brother. The deacon right downstairs. Listen, is there another man or another woman who wants to come forward and give us a hand and give God your heart? No better way to end the year than to get things right with God. And so if you're here today and you do not have a blessed assurance, if Jesus came back today, where will your soul spend eternity? And so I want to invite you to step out of your seat. Make a decision to trust God with all of your heart. And I believe you won't be disappointed because God loves you that much. Anyone else wish to make that decision for the Lord? Anyone else wish to make that decision for Jesus? Anyone else here? Maybe you already know the Lord Jesus and you don't have a church home. In the year, being a part of the fellowship of saints. And if you know you're not a part of a fellowship of saints, I'm not just talking about being a member of a church, but we want you to be a part of a fellowship of saints. Not perfect people, because there are no perfect people, but a fellowship of saints. I want you to step out and give us your hand and give God your heart and come join our church with us. And if you know that's you I'm talking to, man or woman, don't hesitate. Say, excuse me, neighbor, I need to get down the aisle. I need to come and become a part of the fellowship of saints. Anyone here wishes to accept that invitation? Anybody wishes to join our church today? In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you're here, just step on out. Come on down the aisle. In the name of Jesus. Come on, choir, lift up your voice. If you know the song, lift up your voice with the choir. Your grace and mercy.
Your grace and mercy.
brought me through. Come on, let's take it again from the top. Let's all sing it together.
Sing your grace.
I'm living this moment. Because of you. God bless you. You may be seated.
I want to thank you, Jesus. And praise you too. Sing your grace.
Brought me through. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a praise offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. If you didn't feel like coming forward publicly right now, that's all right. Just look around, and these men and women who are still standing, are here. To have an opportunity to share with you the good news of the Lord Jesus. They're not perfect people. They're broken vessels just like you and me. But thank God that we do have an earthen, a heavenly treasure inside our broken vessels for which God died to give us eternal life. So my prayer for you is that you would know the love of Jesus even greater in 2018 than you did in 2017. In the name of Jesus, let the church say amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Deacon and deaconess, clergy, may take your seat.